Superintendent Jeff Dix, our guest with this morning's School Spotlight. We have a lot to cover, like always, Jeff. Good morning to you, and maybe we can begin with the younger students at the elementary.
Absolutely, and it's that time of year. I've heard some other spotlights mentioning their roundups, mm-hmm. and we do preschool spring registration. It'll be Tuesday, March 24th from 5:30 to 7 in the preschool room, and it's a come and go. Children must be four by September 15th, 2015 to attend preschool, but they get a chance to meet the teacher and see the room and things like that. So it'll be sent out in some newsletters, but definitely come in and get registered for preschool.
All right, Tuesday night the 24th. Let's go to some of the older students now at the high school because there's a lot going on.
Right. Our music boosters are getting ready for a fundraiser. It'll be March 26th, and that's the night of our TK through 3 spring concert. So you can come for a pork burger, cheesy potatoes, for a free will donation, and then slip right into the concert. So that should work pretty well. The jazz band will be competing on March 31st, and we'll have more info on that as we get closer. But they're in the top 15, and you know, this is a repeat appearance, so they're looking to make some noise down there this year.
Okay.
No pun intended, of course. Also in our high school, Mrs. Carlson and Mrs. Neeland, this is our second year, and the event is called FCR, and the F is My Future, and then the C is My Career, and the R is My Responsibility. And so various businesses, groups come in, and Hy-Vee and DFS are kind of kicking off the meal. So our students, our staff, and all of our guest speakers, which we're now up over 250 people,
wow,
are get a catered meal. Okay. And so we certainly appreciate the sponsors for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have speakers to interview kids, talk about application letters, resumes. There's talking about volunteerism, dress for success, how to take the ACT. This is just a great event. And I tell you, it's so neat to see the people from the community, Newell, Fonda, Storm Lake, come in and spend time with our kids. And I know it's a beneficial thing for our kids as well. So really good deal there. And then the last thing at the high school is we have 6 students who qualified for state speech and individual. They'll be competing this Saturday at Sibley Ocheden High School. And that's Emmett Davis, Joseph Mercer, Jordan Wilkin, Lily Keim, Carla Peterson, and Peyton Wilkin. So congrats to them. And I know a lot of those names are also going to appear in the all-school play, which is Friday, March 27th at 7 p.m.
Excellent. And some other odds and ends here before I let you go.
Yeah. The last one is Coach Luce always does jump rope for heart.
Yeah.
And the third, fourth, and fifth graders raised over $1,650 for the American Heart Association. Great cause. And, you know, the kids always have a good time doing it as well. So outstanding job by them and Coach Luce.
All right. I will let you go, and we'll visit again real soon. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
And our School Spotlight program with Superintendent Jeff Dix representing Newell Fonda today right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.